The world is on track to warm by 2 degrees Celsius by 2060, but climate change scientists have had mixed theories on how that might change the severity and paths of tropical cyclones. This week at a major meteorological conference in Darwin, scientists say they're getting closer to answers. Amelia Turzon reports.
Cyclone Tracy, officially called a severe tropical cyclone with hurricane force winds, is heading towards the city.
45 years ago, Cyclone Tracy flattened Darwin, killing more than 70 people, evacuating tens of thousands, and destroying 70% of the city's infrastructure.
You'd really have to be here to understand. You've got a situation here where there's no power, no running water.
And it was in this same city that this week scientists from around the world gathered for a climate convention, with tropical cyclones one of the hot topics. Michael Montgomery from the Naval Postgraduate School in California studies what cyclones might do globally under climate change.
In the next, say, 100 years, there is a discernible trend that's emerging. On the one hand, it's like good news. The good news might be there might be a fewer of them in total. But the bad news is there may be the storms that will be strong make it a bit more intense, and they may rain more.
That prediction is now mostly accepted by local scientists for the waters around Australia too. Savin Chand from the Federation University Australia has been reviewing the data about cyclones that have hit our shores.
There is a consensus now that overall the cyclone numbers may be decreasing, and this is consistent with tropical cyclone model experiments in the future. And some studies have sort of showed that the intensity of tropical cyclones will also go up.
But despite that consensus, there's still a lot of unknowns.
Tropical cyclones and climate change has always been a very hot topic. And people have been studying this very subject over the last 30, 40 years. And here we are today again still discussing how tropical cyclones have changed and how it will change in the future. This sort of goes to explain the veracity of the problem itself. The main problem with tropical cyclone research is the satellites came into operation since 1960s, 1970s, which scientifically is not enough to do climate change detection and attribution studies.
Many cyclone scientists base their predictions for the future on the most extreme version of climate change, a 4-degree rise in average temperatures by the end of the 21st century. Savin Chan says that could see the number of cyclones forming near Australia halve in number. In just the last year, a paper out of the University of Melbourne also found that the places where cyclones form around Australia could drift slightly further south, beyond the typical cut-off line near Bundaberg in Queensland and Shark Bay in WA. That's got climate change scientist Joelle Gerger calling for communities along Australia's coastline to start planning for worse storms in future.
We start to see these tropical cyclones drifting further south, which is what the observations and models are suggesting, then we start to see impacts in areas which aren't really prepared or designed in terms of their infrastructure to cope with those types of conditions.
But like many things in the realm of cyclone science, that's up for debate. Another expert, Kevin Torrey from the Bureau of Meteorology, says his research about what wind speeds or shear will do under climate change could stop cyclones moving further south.
Any tropical cyclone that's trying to form will actually be torn apart. The two are competing against one another, and we may actually, we don't really know what's going to actually happen.
Kevin Torrey from the Bureau of Meteorology, Amelia Turzon reporting.